Residents in the Cape Breton community of Big Pond say they are tired of speeders and aggressive drivers. About 70 people attended a gathering to voice their concerns. RCMP Corporal Gary McLaughlin patrols the area and says he too is concerned about the dangers there. He said there has been 1,500 calls over the past year with people reporting speeders, impaired drivers, and aggressive drivers. The maximum speed limit is 80 kilometers an hour.
Our concern is they're not, these aren't drivers that are doing 20 over, even 30 over. We're getting tremendous speeds. I had a file just a couple of weeks ago at 185 kilometers an hour. So they make up a small portion of the motoring public, but because of the fact that they are so far beyond the speeds that these roads are designed for, they're causing such a huge problem.
McLaughlin tells Coast Radio the man who was clocked at 185 kilometers an hour rolled his vehicle several times and walked away unharmed. McLaughlin says the driver probably doesn't understand the gravity of this situation.
Well, that particular scenario was involved with a 20-year-old impaired driving male from the St. Peter's area. And to be completely honest with you, we're dealing with like somebody that decided to make a very, very bad decision. And so when we have those conversations, you're not really dealing with somebody that's really has the ability to comprehend what's going on. What I can speak to is the day-to-day people that are doing 35 over, that are doing 45 over. And one of the messages that I often say to people is, if this was your street in your town or your community and people were flying down the highways, you would want the police to be there to slow these people down and to ticket them or educate them or whatever process that we're going to use to get that messaging across. But for some reason, people are choosing on a consistent basis to use Highway 4 and the corridor and all these communities with complete disregard to who live there and stuff. It's concerning to hear the stories about people not wanting to walk their dog anymore.
One person said driving around Big Pond is no safer. Betty Etman had a white-knuckle experience with a tailgater on her back bumper.
I was driving home from Sydney to Big Pond, and I reached the point where it goes down to 60 just outside of Big Pond. And I was slowing down to 60, and there was a car on my tail, and he was so close I couldn't see his headlights. He was that close to me. And he just kept getting closer and then would back off and getting closer and back off. And I had the feeling he just was trying to push me to go faster and faster. But, of course, I wouldn't. I followed the speed limit.
Cape Breton Regional Municipal Councillor Steve Parsons, who organized the meeting, also experiences aggressive driving in the area.
And I've witnessed and seen and been party to people passing me on double lanes. People passing me on a double lane, getting ready to go around a turn. And I've taken pictures. I've literally taken pictures and I've sent them to Gary, the RCMP.
McLaughlin says if you have an aggressive driver following close behind, the solution is simple. However,
it's almost always the hardest thing to do is pull over. Pull over to the side of the road and let them go by you. It's very difficult to do because you're upset that this person is just, providing a situation of driving that's challenging for you. Pull over, get their plate, call us. We'll deal with it. Let us deal with it so that you don't have to. Don't you increase your speed. Don't you, because we hear that all the time too. I'll pull over somebody and they're saying, well, the reason why I was doing that speed is because that guy behind me was causing me difficulties. Well, that's not really right either. So pull over, get safe. If you can get a license plate, call us. And you'd be surprised at how many of those people we tracked out.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.